Members of the Federal Parliament in Australia have united in their condemnation of One Nation leader Pauline Hanson's decision to wear a burqa in public. Senator Hanson attended Parliament wearing the full body and full face Islamic garment, taking her seat while her colleagues struggled to contain their surprise. Despite assurances from Senate President Stephen Parry that her identity was confirmed before she entered, crossbencher Darren Hinch was not amused.
We've been assured by you that the clerk has identified this person here as Senator Hanson. I would like a point of order. I'd like to know if Senator Hanson can stay here unchallenged. I understand that she's not a Muslim, is not of Islamic faith. Can I appear tomorrow in fancy dress unchallenged?
Mr. Parry replied he would not dictate dress standards for senators. Senator Hanson later removed the garment, claiming it, quote, does not belong in Parliament. She went on to ask Attorney General George Brandis if the government would consider banning the burqa, calling it a security risk. In response, Senator Brandis was scathing. His admonishment of her triggered a standing ovation from Labor, the Greens, and various coalition senators.
Now, Senator Hanson, I am not going to pretend to ignore the stunt that you have tried to pull today by arriving in the chamber dressed in a burqa, when we all know that you are not an adherent of the Islamic faith. We have about 500,000 Australians in this country of the Islamic faith, and the vast majority of them are law-abiding, good Australians. And if Senator Hanson, it is absolutely consistent with being a good, law-abiding Australian and being a strict, adherent Muslim. And to ridicule that community, to drive it into a corner, to mock its religious garments is an appalling thing to do, and I would ask you to reflect on what you have done.
Order. Order. Order.
Before leaving the chamber, Senator Hanson said she does not understand why there should be different rules for official buildings.
If a person who wears a balaclava or a helmet into a bank or any other buildings or even on the floor of the court, they must be removed. Why is it not the same case for someone who is covering up their face and cannot be identified? Will the government make changes to these laws?
The government answered simply no. Labor Senator Penny Wong was quick to applaud Senator Brandis for his response to the One Nation leader.
And I make this point on behalf of all of us on this side of the chamber.
There is
no one thing to wear religious dress as a sincere act of faith. It is another to wear it as a stunt here in the Senate chamber.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale used the opportunity to ask if the government would consider a code of multicultural ethics to avoid a repeat of an act like Senator Hanson's. He too was full of praise for the Attorney General's statement.
Finally, can I use the opportunity of my final supplementary question to actually congratulate the Attorney General on his strong, impassioned personal response? And on behalf of the Australian Greens, I want to thank you for showing leadership in this chamber, leadership that is so often lacking in this parliament.
Many politicians took to social media to express their disgust. Non-practicing Muslim Labour Senator Sam Dastyari tweeted that Senator Hanson was a disgrace. He wrote, "The day after the Trump administration called One Nation a risk to religious freedom, Hanson walks into parliament in a burqa."